Are you with us?
Hi, good morning, Alex. How's it going?
Not too bad. Oh,
a bit
man.
Better,
well,
isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, considering the week that it's been, a technical difficulty is nothing, right?
Look, what a sorry week. And look, a survey conducted of almost 100 political staff members across all major political parties by the Commonwealth Public Sector Union this week found that 1 in 8 staff have been sexually harassed or assaulted in the workplace in the past year.
Gee, 1 in 8.
Yeah, and over half have witnessed bullying or harassment in the workplace in the past year. 3/4 of those surveyed did not think if they complained, they would be backed up.
Isn't that just atrocious?
Look, you know, our national parliament is almost certainly the most toxic workplace in the country. I mean, having watched Question Time, it's hard to believe, isn't it, that it would be a toxic place to work. you know, the other thing about it too is that our political class, you know, they want us to trust them to run the country when they can't run an office. And not even, you know, they want us to trust them to look after, you know, everyone's interests. They can't even be bothered looking after the interests of someone across the corridor, especially if that person's a woman. You know, the 1 in 8, imagine that's not broken up by gender, that 1 in 8 who have experienced some form of sexual harassment. Imagine you broke that down by gender, what the number would be. So, you know, Parliament is easily the most toxic workplace in the country. You're a bit speechless, Alex?
Yeah, I absolutely have nothing to say. Like, I just...
I think it's actually time for a Royal Commission, you know?
Yeah.
If it was, you know, it's got to that stage. I mean, we're talking about Parliament House here. It's not like we're talking about a fish and chip shop. This is Parliament House. This is where all the big boys and girls are meant to go and run the country.
Yeah.
Clearly it's not happening. The other thing that happened this week, if you can cast your mind back to the beginning of February, can you go that far back?
Oh, after this week, Anthony, I don't know if I can.
It's very hard sometimes, isn't it, in this new world that we live in?
Yeah.
The beginning of the month, the Reserve Bank Governor, Philip Lowe, made a rare intervention into the political debate when he called for an increase to JobSeeker. And he said at the National Press Club at the time, for me, it's not a macroeconomic management issue. It's about fairness. What is the appropriate level of support we should provide to people who are unemployed? You know, fast forward to this week, the government has increased the original base rate of JobSeeker by $25 a week. You know, things are going to be pretty bad when you make the Reserve Bank governor look like he's Bernie Sanders. That's exactly what the Morrison government has done here. $3.57 a day, Alex, what do you think about that?
I mean, like, what was it? Someone had said that that's less than a good cup of coffee a day. Like, that's...
Well,
that's
ridiculous. Yeah, well, you know, I'm always about, you know, doing research. So I logged on to, you know, a Google. It's, you know, we can now log on to there because they're paying for our media. And Parliament House has a cafe called the Queen's Terrace Cafe. And luckily it has their menu online. I went in and looked at their menu. Unfortunately, $3.57 gets you basically nothing on their menu. Alex, if you want a muffin and a glass of tap water, you'll need to find another 43 cents.
Oh, you're joking. Well, that's a shame because unfortunately my government won't pay me that much. So
this is not even a muffin a day increase.
Jesus Christ.
and the last time there was an increase, John Howard was the prime minister, which as we know is about 37 prime ministers ago. So, yeah. Or 357 prime ministers ago, I think. So look, that's the week. A sorry week.
A very sorry, yeah.
Royal Commission. I'm going to just say that again. Royal Commission.
Yeah, Royal Commission. That's definitely something to take from it. Something has to be done here. Anthony, thank you very much for joining us as always.
No worries.